And say whatever you want to say. I think he knew.
Yeah.
You know what gets me with him? Is how is he... He had to know somebody to have that many illegals and have government work. Something's fishy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say some politician needs to be investigated myself.
Well, we won't say any more about that.
No,
So back to Peabody, why didn't you ever think of going anywhere else?
Well, I just love that business, and there wasn't nothing. You couldn't go anyplace else that had done that work. And when the finishing business really started getting bad, that's when I got into the manufacturing business of it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the decline of the industry in general. Yeah. How did you see it happening?
Well, it first started with I think it was DuPont come out with this new stuff called Corfram, which they started making a lot of imitation shoes from urethanes and things like, and the reason why I think it declined more than anything is the small, this is my opinion, is the small shoe factories through Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Pennsylvania, most of them were family-owned businesses who made shoes for the somebody like Sears, you know, contract shoes. And maybe the first or second generation of those people done that. But a lot of the people, the second, maybe the third and fourth generations, they didn't want to do that. They want to be doctors or lawyers or something else, and those businesses just started closing up. Mm-hmm. They blamed it all on the imports back then, but I don't think the imports had a lot to do with it, but they did have a lot to do with it. And today, they have a mountain to do with it. And the environmental stuff is what really hurt Peavy, I think. Because you know, if you was going to open a tannery today, I don't even think they'll let you open a tannery in Peabody today. But the pollution problem would be the biggest expense of getting rid of it.
Because the industry produced bad stuff.
Yeah. Years ago, a lot of the chromiums and things were bad. But today, most leather fits tan, it's not that bad. In fact, it's not bad at all, but people have a mindset that everything to do with the leather industry is bad, which is not, you know.
So when did you start doing your own business?
I started in about 1980, probably in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to do your own?
How I really got involved in it is when we used to make Acrosay colors on a spray machine, you'd have these huge pieces you'd run through the machine to make colors out of. And I used to take those pieces home because they were going to be thrown in the barrel, and I started making key cases and things out of them. And I offered to sell them to one guy one time, and he said, "Why don't you make me some handbags?" And I lived on Evans Road at the time, and my next door neighbor's son-in-law was a buyer for Filene's. And I'd started fooling around with making some handbags. And he saw the bags and asked me to make some. And I used to do them out of my cellar. And I made a lot of handbags, sold a lot of handbags to the craft trade. Then just quit the leather business and went into that steady. Then rented some space in Lynn and started making handbags. Mm-hmm. Then got involved in cutting a lot of stuff for the garment trade.